A week after the party, I went with Rose to Wildfell Hall. Mrs. Graham's servant took us into a big room where a warm fire was burning in the fireplace. An artist's easel stood in the middle of the room. Beside the easel, there was a table which was covered with paints and brushes. Near one wall, several paintings were standing on the floor. A few minutes later, Mrs. Graham came into the room with her little boy. She welcomed us with a smile. "We must sit here in my studio today," she said. "There's no fire in the sitting room, and it's a cold day. Please sit down." Mrs. Graham sat in front of her easel. As she was speaking, she looked at her unfinished painting. It was a picture of Wildfell Hall. I could see that it was well painted. Our new neighbour was a very good artist. "I'm sorry, Mrs. Graham," I said. "You're working." "I have very few visitors," she said. "My work can wait." I stood up and looked at the painting more carefully. The words "Fernley Manor" were written at the bottom of the picture. "I see that this painting of Wildfell Hall is almost finished," I said. "But why have you called the house Fernley Manor?" Mrs. Graham was silent for a moment. "Because I don't want people, friends, to know where I'm living," she said. "Aren't you going to keep this picture?" I asked. "No, I don't paint to please myself." "Mama sends all her pictures to London," little Arthur said. "Someone sells them and sends us the money.